and Daf Kuf Vov Omed Beis. Let us again start from the memra of Rab Chiya Bar Abba, which is around 15 lines from the bottom. Omar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Omar Rab Yechanan, Atoyin Tainis Ganev Ba'aveide Mishalem Tashlume Kefal. The person found an Aveide, and then he informs the Baal Aveide that he found it. And when the Baal Aveide comes, he tells him that it was stolen. He swore that it was stolen. He'll pay Kefal. This is also Atoyin Tainis Ganev, even though this is a Shemel, that was not Nismane from the Baal Aveide. It's a Shema that the Torah made him for a Shema. My time, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, how do we know that such a Shema also is Chayiv Kefal? Perceive Al Kol Aveide Asheyema. Al Kol Aveide means that if he found an Aveide and he said it was Nidnav, so he also pays Kefal. Eis vei Rav Abba bar Mamol Rav Chiya bar Abba. So Rav Abba bar Mamol es da kashe et Rav Chiya bar Abba. In this parsha of Toyin Tainis Ganev, a pace kefal, this parsha also says there's a chiyiv shvue, nika balabayis alukim, v'shvue. So the parsha has a hakdome. It starts, ki yitain ish al reyeu kesei v'keilem lishmeh. So Chazal darshan ki yitain ish, ein nesinas cotton cloth. If a cotton gave a shomer kesev a kelim lishmer, so Rashi learns pshat that the dinim that it says further in the parsha, zachiyev shvue, zachiyev kefal, these dinim do not exist if there was an asinus cup. You need an asinus ish. Be'ainly elo, so this paraisa continues, be'ainly elo shenosna ikshuhu cotton, ve'tova ikshuhu cotton. If he gave it when he was a cotton, the tfiyah was when he was a cotton, so then I can learn out from this pasuk that tvasta murbalei tefaste, that a nesina plus a tvi of a cotton is not machayev ashvua, mel is not machayev kefal. What is the din nasna ikshu cotton, v'tava ikshu gadol? How do I know if there was a nesina when he was a cotton, but lemaise b'shas tviya? He's a gadol. He had a tvius gadol. How do I know that he's also potter to swear? And the male is not chiyuv kefal. Talmud loymer ad alekim yovoi devar shneim ad shetehei nesine utvie shavit. He mentioned yesterday the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says pshat yovoi is speaking about the Shas HaTviyah, Adalekim Yovoi, the coming to Bezen, Shabol Bezen, that is the Tviyah, and Dvar Shneim is the Nesine, Shezel Dvar HaMachlokes, the coming to Bezen about the thing that happened between both of them. Now they're coming to Bezen. He gave him a Pekodim, which was a few days ago, and now he's being Tevea, give me back my Pekot. So, Tvash name is going under Nesine, Yovai is going under Shas Tviya, and Achetei Nesine Utviya Shavim. But just like you only Chayiv Shvue if the Tviya was when he was a Godel, so you only Chayiv Shvue if the Nesina was that he was a Godel. We're makish, the Dvar Shneim, to Yavoi. the Baal Shneim, the Asik of the Nesine, has to be Daime to the Asik of the Yavai, just like by Yavai, he has to be a Godel. So by the Nesine also, he has to be a Godel. Let us see Rashi, the Baal Al-Kol Aveide Yishalim Shneim. So we see a Tainus Gana, Vaveide Peis Keifel. Ein Nesines Kotten Klum, Dechsiv Ish Perat Le Kotten. So Rashi says, the Ein Nishboim Al Tainus Nesinosoi. There's no Chiyuv Shvue on the Taine that originates from a Nesines Kotten. Vein boim lidei keifel al yodai, dahoche keifel ksiv, he says, the yisod of the parsha, that speaks that v'nishba, v'nikra balabais al lakim de zachiyev, lishova to the mafkid, the zachiyev to pay to the keifel to the mafkid, that is dafke ki yitain ish, there was an asinus ish, not an asinus kot. So the Baraisa continues, Eini elok shenosna ikshu kotten, v'tova ikshu kotten. Dikala meima, da ha'ish ahashtakoi. Perhaps I could learn pshat and posik differently. Ki yitain ish does not mean that b'shas nesine he has to be an ish. V'ochi koma, ki yitain mi shuhu achshav ish b'shas taine. Kiyite means not b'shas nesine, kiyite mishu achshavis b'shas taina. He has to be an ish b'shas the tviye. Peratle nesines mishu adayin kotten. Perhaps that's pshat in the posik. Pshat in the posik is that you need b'shas tviye, he has to be a godel. It's irrelevant what he was. We're talking about the Chiyuv Shvuah and the Chiyuv Tashlumei Kefil, which is nistavav through the Shvuah. It could be you look at the Shas Tviyah. So I could live with the pasuk like this also. Ki yitein mi shuhu achshav ish b'shas tviyah. Avo yav achshav ish lei memayit lei. So memele, it could be you don't need an ish b'shas nesin, only b'shas tviyah. So therefore, nosnoik shul kotten v'tovik shul godol minayin de potter, that you don't say this, you don't say, mishe yitain, ki yitain mishu achshavish, tamaloyma yovoi devar shneya, iskish nesine, v'amode bedin la dodi. So a makish de nesine, and we said Yavai is the Hamode Bedin, and Dvar Shneim is the Nesine. We're Makish, just like Peshas Hamode Bedin. You need a Ish to be Teveya, so Peshas Nesine, you also need an Ish to be Teveya. Fregt die Gemorre, wie Miese, if we'll say, like a Chie Barabe, that a Toyin Tain is gone of Babede, Mishalem, Tashlume Keifel. So that means, when a person found an Aveide, even though there was no Nesines Ish, he picked it up by himself, Afal Pikein, the Zachiev Shua, Zachiev Keifel, So why, when there wasn't an Aveda, there was a Nesines Kotten, even though Bishas, Namada Bedin is a Godel, why do you say it's no good? Because I need a Nesines Ish. Every Shema Aveda, there's no Nesines Ish. Vafal Pikein, he's chayv shvuah and he pays kefil. Mimisa teva nami kaveda. So the achayim say the Pnei Yeshua Rabbah Ber, just to elaborate why we learn pshat in the Gemara, he says you could learn different pshat in this pasuk. You could learn all chiyuve shomrem, that a cotton can't be maman hashema, ki yitenish. He has to make him for a shema, so it could be only a gadol can make a shema. A cotton can't make a shema. So there's no din shomer manim, period. Not only he doesn't swear, not only he doesn't pay kippah, he doesn't become a shema. They're talking about the parsha of shomrim. The whole parsha of shomrim is ki yitenish. A nish can make a shema, and a cotton can't make a shema. If that would be pshat in the postics of the Gemara, is no kasha whatsoever. Because a shema raveidin, the Rabbi Yishol made him for a shema. So that's the chilek, they have a pashat the chilek. If a cotton makes someone from a shema for a shema, he doesn't become a shema. Somehow doesn't become a shema. There's no chiyuvei shvue, there's no chiyuvei kefil, which is nistayef from the dinei shamrim shaboy. He never became a shema. A shema raveidin, we learn that from a postic. The Torah made him for a shema. So the kasha doesn't begin. That is why Rashi said, Pshat, he's zichar Hashem. Ki yitain ish zichar Hashem. Even though he's a cop. That what the Torah said, ish, and even though he, but the dinei shvue, the chiyav shvue, and the chiyav teshul mekevul is only through a yitain ish. Oh. So now tell me a new din. That the chiyav shvue is only where there was an asinus ish, And the Rav Chiya Bar Abba said a shema aveda, even though there was no nesin nesish, he's also chayv to swear and pays kefil. This is the kasha and Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Amalei, ochi b'mayaskinam kegoin sha'ochloi kshuhukot. So, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says as follows, you're learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. Not that the Baraisa holds, you need a Nesinus Ish, and Memeli of Amelik Akash on me, that you need a Nesinus Ish to create a Chiyav Shvua V'Kefil, and Memeli of Akash on me by Hashem HaRaveda, there was no Nesinus Ish, or by Zichayav Shvua and Kefil. The Baraisa means that you need that the Pekodin, the Pekodin was a Pekodin Shalish. Pekodin of a Bar Tviya. You need a Pekodin of a Bar Tviya in order to there should be a chiyav shua. Need a pekodin of a bar tviya. That's the mead. That means it is not sufficient that b'shas the tviya is a bar tviya. No, you need a pekodin of a bar tviya in order a lady should be tevei, then lady should be teveiyahim. You keep him a chayav shua. La'afuki. If it was eaten, if the pekodin was eaten when he was still a cotton, so it comes out this never was a pekodin of an ish. So that's what the Braise is saying. It's not only do you need that b'shas tviya he has to be an ish. Not only do you need that the b'shas tainin has to be an ish, the dover hanoson has to be a pekodin shalish, a pekodin of a bar tviya. So what will be if the shema ate it up when he was a cotton? When he was a cotton? So Memele, so this never was a pekodin of an ish, it wasn't a dover hanosun, the dover hanosun wasn't shalish. So Memele, that is why you're potter. So Memele, so what is fanful? So Memele is fanful to cash it. Not that you need that a nesina of an ish in order to create a chiyev shvu. You don't need, a nesina of a cotton is also good. But al kaponim, in order that it should be a din shvu, it has to be al kaponim once on the scene, it has to be a dover anosan shalish, it has to be a pekodin of an ish. And that's what the b'rais is being mamayit. If it was eaten up, when he was a cotton, so never was a pekotn of an ish, so memelo there, there's no chiyiv shvu, even though b'shas tmiye, he became a godol already. But by an aveide, was a pekotn shalish. That means he found an aveide that belongs to an ish. So the mother is saying, that's what B'chir Barab is saying, you don't need a nesina of an ish. That is irrelevant. Don't need a nesina. But the davar hanoson, the pekodn has to be shalish. It has to be a pekodn shalish. So if there was a time that it's a pekodn shalish, there's a chiyim shvuah. And here, my nafkemine, if this pekodn was eaten up, and he was still a kodn, it never was a pekodn shalish. Let us see Rashi. Sha'ochloi balabayis, the balabayis is the nifka, lipikodn, ba'oid sha'hamafkid kotn, when the mafkid was still a kotn. The loyorat pikodn said, this pikodn never became l'teiris tayne me'yolam, it never was a pikodn shalish, a pikodn of a bar tayne. Aval aveide, michimota liyodi dahayi chayim leish, reyesh la bailim b'nei tanosa. So it's a din lochayre in the chefs, in the dover hanosan. That what has been given over has to be a pekod mishalish in order that the din ishvu should be chal, the din ikeifu should be chal. But, so memelus of by aveide is very good. The maise, you have a pekodn shalish, you have a pekodn of a bar taine. And this miyut is speaking about that the nifkar ate it up when he was still a kotn, so never was a pekodn shalish, and never was a pekodn from a bar taine. If it never became, whenever was a pekodn of a bar taine, so there's no din chiyuv shvu in keif. So the Gemara continues. Fine, I hear how you learn pshat in the Beraisa. Avol kshu godol, mai, ochinami de mishalim. But so what are you telling me? So you're telling me, but what'll be if a cotton gives over a pekodzi, and then later this cotton became a godol, and then the nifkad ate the pekodzi, and then, so it was once a pekodzi shalish, and then The mafkid asks him, where's the pekodn? And he says, nignat. So in such a case, then there will be a chiyuv tashlumei keifel. There'll be a chiyuv tashlumei keifel. Because it was once a pekodn shalish. Avok shogodu, mai hochinami de mishalem. Ihochi, so the lashon of the braise is shver. Adetone at shetei nesine utvi yeshavin. The lashon of the braise was he has to be a godol b'shas nesine. You tell me you don't need a god. Listen at shetei achile tvi yeshavin. That the achile has to be when he was a godol. So the lashon. It would say, actually, double hanosin, but we yeshavin, the pekodn has to be a pekodn shall go, but it says in the scene by says has to be given over. So say, actually, achila tvi yeshavin. Amalai tini, actually, achila tvi yeshavin kech. You're right, and hanami, that's what it means. That you only chayiv a shvu and keifel if the achilas a pekodn was when he was a god already. Then yitake chay v'shua. So the Gemara says, "Ochi nami de mishalim, de mishehigdol kotn, v'nase bar taine." When the kotn became a god, it became a bar taine, and ischayim ze lome imei ledin. Then ischayim, so he became a bar taine, so this was already once a pekodn of a bar taine. Afagav de nesina leyavoy, in chanam, you don't need a nesina of a godel. You need that it has to be a pekodn of a godel. It has to be once be a pekodn of a godel, and then, if he ate a pekodn of a godel, then he's chayiv to swear. Now, Agavuchia, we have a Merdik and Gemara here. Let's understand what happened over here. The Gemara says, La'alocha, that what happens if a person gave over something to a Shema, and the Shema ate it. Here talk about the sons of Godel. Let's not get into these problems. That's mostly by Godel. The Shema ate it. Fine. Later, he comes and asks him, this he ate it Sunday. Monday he comes over to give me back my pekot. Nignav. He swears. So that's the parasha of Tain Tainis Ganef. In such cases, chayv to swear, no pay kefil. So the Meiri asked Sakashe, but this person was a sheleach yad in the pekodim before he swore. He ate it Sunday. So Mamela, a sheleach yad is a gazlan. So there's no dinner. So he's chayv bonson already. He's chayv bonson from Sunday. But Monday, when he swears, that Nignav, he's not, this is not a Shema Chinom. That's Potter and Gneve, and he's swearing Nignav, and he patted himself a time as Gneve, and then we find that who Atzmai Gonvoy, that's not the Parsha of Tain Tain is Ganev. This is a different scenario in Ganson. He ate it Sunday, so he became a Gazlan already. He's Chayav Bonson. When he tied it Nignav, he didn't pat himself anymore. He's Chayav Bonson already, so there's no parsha of Tay and Tain is gone. So he says, when he ate it, he's a ganef. He's not a shaleich yad. That's what the Miri answers. Shaleich yad, Ake becomes a gazlan, but he's a ganef. So the Imre Moshe is a kashe, whatever this means, if he's a ganef, so, and if it's called a maise geneve, so then he should be mechayiv afilu, he's a cotton. I mean, this whole drash of kiyitin ish, speaking about the chiyuv, kneva of tain tain is ganev, that you need a shvua and you chayiv kefil. So there it is, dinim, yoish, nitish, when does he have to be an ish? But if the Meiri answers that the achil is a maisa gneva, so he stole from a cotton, finish, he stole from a cotton, so he should pay kefil. The Gemara says he's potter to pay kefil. So the Mimoshe says, Amiradike deher to understand our Gemara and to explain this Meiri. He says, Amiradike zach. He says, a ganev, what's a taitche ganev? A ganev is a person who steals and the bailam are unaware. So that's a ganev, he steals. The bailam are unaware, so that's called a ganev and he pays kefil. He says, when a person, let's say a person ate the behemoth, the shema ate the behemoth Sunday. Is he called a ganev? He says he's not called a ganev yet. You know why? Because it's the bailam is going to come Monday, and then give me back my behemoth. The bailam, every ganev, the ganav does not leave a calling card. He doesn't say where the who was there. The whole Indian of a ganav is, he's afraid of the bailam, and the mele, and that's why there's a chiyuv kefil by a ganav. If the bailam knows who he is, so that's not a ganav. That's he's afraid of the bailam. Here, this person did not yet make a maisig neve, because he ate it Sunday. But the Bible is going to come Monday, give me back the behemah. You don't have the behemah. You have to pay me for the behemah. So his achil of Sunday did not take away from the Bailam the behemah. He's still, the Bailam knows I made you ashamed. He's going to come Monday. What's going to happen Monday? So that's the criteria is what's going to happen Monday. If Monday, he says, he swears nignat. So with this shvue of Monday, then it's nigmar the maisa geneva of Sunday. That means kozman, we don't have a shvue on Monday, there's no maisa geneva yet. He'll come, where's it? I don't have it. And he won't say a line, he won't swear, and he'll pay for it. The whole maisa geneva becomes nigmar when he tines and swears nignav on Monday. That's the gmar of the maisa geneva. But after he was going with the maisa geneva, it could be he stuck a chayiv kefil from Sunday. But this is aura. That's a t'nai. It's a t'nai you need. So, maybe it's nigmar from funny story, but I'll kapon him. This is a scholus agneve that he eats it, and it becomes nigmar b'shas the shvue and the kvira. He's not called a sheleach yat. It's called that he started the gneva on Sunday and he was going with it on Monday. This is one mahalach in the Gemara. So according to this mahalach, we said you do not need a nesina of a cotton to be mechayev a shvue, but you need that has to be a. You don't need a nesina of a gadol to be mechayev a shvue, but you need it has to be a pikadon of a gadol in order that there should be a chiyev shvue. If it was Nechal before he became a Godel, there's no Chiyiv Shur. Ravashi Yoma Loidomi, Aveide Ka'osi Mikoyach Bendas, Poho Loyosi Mikoyach Bendas. What does Ravashi hold? I'd like to say over the Loshna of the Tosfos Rit. The Tosfos Rit says as follows, Loy Mechayev Anesines Kot. Ravashi goes back to where we held in the beginning. You need an you're not chayiv on a nesinus kot. You need an nesinus gadol. V'loy koshe me aveide. The aveide af al gab v'loy yovi nele bal aveide. There also wasn't an nesinus ish. Elohu me eilav lokho. He took it, the Shemer Aveide, took it by himself. It wasn't given from a Godel. Mikomokim moto liyodoi mikoyach bendas. But he got something that belongs to a bendas. The beidne da osa liyodoi, the bendas have it. When he got it, when he became a Shemer, he became a shomer and a chayfet of a bendas. Avol nesines koton deloyosi liyodei mikoyach bendas. I became a shomer of a chayfet that does not belong to bendas. Poter rachmon. And I saw in the Lebush Mordechai, he says, perhaps this is, we can understand it a little better, the dinei shmire Cholim kasher nichnosim loshus hashayma. A person becomes a shayma as soon as it's nichnas loshus. That's when he becomes a shayma. V'dovor shel kotnei ninase shayma l'shvu v'keipel. A dovor shel kotn. That means if I became a shayma of a dovor shel kotn, you don't need a nesina of a ish, but you need a dovor shel ish. That's, it has to come, mikoyach bendas. That means, so if I got something, a shomer aveide picked up something, and when he picked it up, it was a dovo shel gadol. It was a dovo of a nish. I picked up a dovo shel ish. Then the nesina is irrelevant. But when I became a shomer, I have to be a shomer of a ish, in order that the neshvu and the nekevel should be chal on me. Masha'en came, this Baraisa is saying he became a shema on something that is not shellish. he got something of a cotton, some amela. So he never became a shema l'shvua v'keifa. What does Rashi say? Achinami de mishalim shehigdol cotton. V'nase bartaynes right salom didn't bother God in the sinua. But that was the first malach in the Gemara. The second malach in the Gemara says, no, you have to get a double that belongs to a golu. Bo mikoyach bendas means it's a double of a bendas. Let us see Taisvis. Let us just see first the bottom Taisvis, now we'll come to the middle Taisvis. Poloi osi mikoyach bendas. Valive de rabashi. The Omar, Eini Yochel, Lashbi, Eklal, Kol Mashiv, Kidei, Bekat, Nusei, Afilu, Apikodin, Ben. That's the chilik between Ravashi and the previous test. According to Ravashi, it's irrelevant that the Pekodin is still Be'en, and he's a Godel now. According to Ravashi, we look at the Tchilas, Chiyuv Shmir, when did he become a Shema? All dine shemrim achal when you became a shema, so you have to become a shema of a double that belongs to a bardas. I feel like a pekodin ben, even though now the pekodin is still ben, and now he's a godel, but I didn't become a shema now. The shmira started from before, and I became a shema of a double shalkot. Avelishni yekama, but according to the first mahalach, if he's now a godel, so was once a pekodin of a godel of a bardas, it's irrelevant how das cholas hashmira was. It was once a pekodin shel godel, a pekodin shel ish, so now, from now starts the dinei chiyuvei shomrim of shvua and keifel. That is the difference between Ravashi and the previous mahalach. Now let's see the previous tesis. Avol ochlek shul godel mayochinami de mishal. The Gemara says that ochlek shul godel, that means a cotton gave someone a chayfetz, a behemoth, and then the cotton became nizgadol, and then the nitgad ate the behemoth, so then there's a chi of shvu and keifel. Mashme, achinami de mishal, mashme im nishba, ubo edim sheochloi, mishalem tashlume keifel. Even though there was an asinus cup. V'teime amai boi shvuim mikore sh'omar nignav yeinemon b'migu di boi omar hirzarti loch sh'hoyis k'sh'hoyiso kotten yeinemon loimar nignav b'loi shvuim. Now let us just explain for 2 minutes shat in tais v'skasha. First of all, there's a machlekes harishainim, and let us just say what shitas ha-taisvis is. Do we say migu lafturi mishvue? If a person is chayev a shvue, can he pater his chayev shvue with a migu? There's a svara to say that he could pater migu, just like I could pater myself a mama with a migu. You have a tviya on me, I can paine by mitzi yashtar, paine parati, migo de mezuyif, I paid, I could have paine the shtar's mezuyif, it's a shtar sheni mekuyim. So I'm nemen to paine parati, migo de mezuyif. So just I can pater chiyuve momen with amigo, I can pater chiyuve shvu with amigo. That's one svara. There's a svara to say that pater moment with amigo, you could pater. That you pater to pay. Shvue, I'm not asking money from you. I'm asking you should be mevara. She's bringing me another bill. I'm proving to you I'm right. Because if I wouldn't be right, I would have said a different thing. Fine. Kalechadika Lavarim, bring me this proof. I hear your proof, but I might ask you for money. You're proving to me you don't owe me money. Finished. You proved, Araya, I don't know you. If I be a liar, what kind of mezuzah, if I kind of parat, you see, I'm an emissary person. Good. So you brought a proof you're an emissary man, don't have to pay. So migu could pata achiv tashlumim. But if the whole chiv is achiv biru, I want you to be mevaru with the shvur. So he said, I'm showing you. Fine. Just show, the Torah said I can father a biru of a shvur. So be mevaru with the shvur. So therefore other rishonim hold that you don't say migu lafturim shvur. If you mechiv shvur, you mechiv to shvur. Now, Taisvis holds like the first mahalach, that you do say migu lafturim shvur. The migu does have lafturim shvur. Okay, if you have a migu, you don't have to swear. But Anocha Allah. Anocha Beis. Beklole Migu, there's a klal, we'll see later in Taisvis, Afkuf Zayin Bezer Hashem. Taisvis speaks about this clearly. Amigu Dahoze Loy Amrina. That means like this. What's the lumdus of Amigu Dahoze? Amigu Dahoze means as follows. It means, my taina now is, you don't know if I'm right or wrong. You don't know if I'm right or wrong. So I'll tain it. I can say it. I can look you straight in the face and say this tain it because you don't know that I'm a liar. I have a migo, I could have said another tain it, but the other tain it, there you know clearly I'm a liar. I have to be a machutzif to say the other tain it. So then the whole lumdus of migo does not work because the whole lumdus of migo is if I be a liar, if I did say such a lie that I'm not nema, let me say a lie that I'm nema. But if the second lie is a chutzpah, so yim no raya, could be your liar. Why did you say the first time? Because you named the chutzpah to say the second time. Now let's say what we're talking about. Let's say that a mafkid comes over to a shema, and he says, what's with the behemah? Nignav. So mechuv to swear nignav. That's the parasha. You mechuv to swear nignav. He says, listen, if I'd be a liar, why should I say Nigna? Let me say Hechzalti. I'll say I returned it to you. And Hechzalti, prove I didn't return to you. If I say Hechzalti, you say you gave it to me. I say, sure, I got you, you gave it to me. I returned it to you. What would be the din? If that would be the din to you. So didn't be a Mitzmech Ve'el Levaraya. I'm a Kefa Hakel. I don't owe you anything now. I gave it to you yesterday. What are you coming today to me? I could have tied it at Zalti. Now, if I would say, Zalti, I'm not mechuyiv ashvu min ha-teirago. Zalti, he's a kaifa hakel. So why did the Torah say every nignav, you're mechuyiv to swear? That's the parsha. Nikra balabayis alakim. And he swears that it was nignav. Why does he have to swear nignav? Let him say, listen, I'm telling you it's nignav, and if I'd be a liar, I would have said Zalti. So the terrace of this kasha is, because it's a migu dahoze. When you say nignav, you can look at the mafkid straight in the face, and you'll say, nevach, it was nignav, you know, mamish, I woke up in the morning, the window was broken, it was nignav. And then the mafkid looks at me, yeah, takya, I have to put an alarm system now, I see nevach, there's ganova morale. Fine. So I can say nignav with a straight face without a husband. But if I'll say Echzalti, so then, what? Echzalti? When did you return it? You liar! Echzalti is very hard to say. He's Maka B'Shikroi. So Mamele, so all the time, that's why you have to swear Nignav. That means even though according to Tosfos, that Tosfos holds Migil Afturi Mishvua Omrinon, but you have to always swear Nignav because he doesn't have a migu to say Echzalti. He doesn't have a migu to say Lahadam. Well, you never gave it to me. Because that's a migu dahoze. That's why you always have to swear. Here, Taisus had a very unique case. This person gave it to him when he was a cotton. No, a cotton, a person, it's not a hoze to speak about a cotton. He gave it to him when he was 5 years old. And now he's 13 years old. Good, fine. And he's schlepping him. He says, now give back the pekotin. He says, you know, I gave it back to you 4 years ago. I gave it back to you 4 years ago. What? You gave it back? You know how old you were 4 years ago? You were nine years old. A cotton. A nine-year-old is about that. There's no hoze to be makrish hakol. To be makrish hagodol is a cotton. A cotton is no hoze to be makrish hakol. So memela, now we can appreciate Taisvah's kash. So Taisvah says amur de kekash. The Gemara says la halacha that if a cotton, this is the first lashon, if a cotton gave a shemer a pikom. And the Shema ate it when he was a gadol, and he's chayv to pay kefil. That's what the Gemara says. So factoisvis, since it was given through a cotton, so this, how would they mashbiyah? How would they matal ashvuas bezdin? And this Shema, the Shem just says to get a good lawyer. And the lawyer says, listen, my client, if he says Nignav, you have to believe him face value. Because if he'd be a liar, he could have said Echzalti. And he's not scared to say Echzalti to a cop. He says Nignav. You see, he's an Emerson mensch. So that's Taisvah's Kasha. Taisvah's Kasha is, the Gemara in the first Lashon says there was a Nesina of a cop. And Achila, when he was a gadol, he swears and pays kefil, but Taisvah, if there was an asin of a cotton, he should never have to swear. Because he is a migu to say achzarti. To say achzarti to a cotton is not a husband. That's, let's see now, in the Vedika Taisvah's kash. Mashme, im nishma bo eidim sha'ochloi, bishalom tashul mekefil, v'tema amai bo yishvu mikorek shama nignav. When he says nignav to something that he got from a cotton, yeinem b'migu, the boy omer zarti lo kshayisa cotton, and that is not a hose. Yeinam inem loyim nignav b'loy shvua. That's pshat and taisvus kasha. So how did he swear? There's no chiv shvus bezdin by a nesinus cotton, because a nesinus cotton I can always tain a zarti. V'yesh loyim al sataisvus says 100% right. The Hochi Mairi, but the Gemara is speaking about such a case. Shetoyen Zeha Cotton Kshehigdu, this cotton, now he's a 13-year-old. Nosati Loch Kshepakotten Kshayisi Cotton, Vyaidea Nisha Yesh Biyotcha Achsho. Now this Bar Mitzvah Bocho, it's 2 days after his Bar Mitzvah. He's coming, and he's coming to him, and he says, you know, give me back the behemoth. And he says, well, just one second. I saw it yesterday by you. Give me back the behemoth. So if he saw it yesterday when he was a gadol, so Memele, now it's a migud ha'oz already, because he's tining, as gadol I saw it by you. That's the case of Agamah. That's right, I gave you a pekodon when I was a cotton. But I saw it by you now. Because if he says that I gave it to you then, the cotton said, what are you telling me? That you gave it back to me and it was a cotton. I saw it yesterday by you, and I'm a gadol. That's what Taisvah says. Now let's learn the Gemara further. The Omar Rab Chiya Barab, a few lines from the bottom. The Omar Rab Chiya Barab Rab Yechon. Atoy in Tain is Ganev Bepekon. Einei Chayev at Sheyichper Bemitzas V'yoyde Bemitzas. Rabbi is saying that when we learn Chumash, it seems that a person gave someone a pekodin, and the nikra of Abai Salakim, and he wears my pekodin, Nignav. Be'emesin, Nignav is a kaifa hakel. Nignav says, I don't know you, it was stolen. So we learn Poshib Shat and Chumash is chayef to pay, even though if he's a kaifa hakel. Abchiya bar Avraham Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not true. Einei chayiv ad sheyichper b'miktas v'yoyde b'miktas. And we'll see, it has to be speaking about two behemoths. speaking about two behemoths, this is the story that he came over to him. You know, I gave you two behemoths. Where are the two behemoths? So the Shema tells him, we'll tell you. One of the behemoths was Takapeshe. I hear you for one behemoth. That's right. The other behemoth was Nigna. So now he's a Moide B'mitzvahs on this behemoth. Oh, now you have to swear Nigna. But if you wouldn't be a Moide B'mitzvahs, you wouldn't have to swear Nigna at all. You're a Kefer Hakel. Only a Moide B'mitzvahs is Mechuyiv to swear. It says, because in the parsha, the very sosum the kaposik, but it says ki huze, zet rashi dama ke ki huze, hayna hoide bemitzes, ube parsha stoyin tainis ganev tzit. What is pshat ki huze? Ainlich, so the Sifse Chomim says, Pshat Rashi Chumash, Ainlich biyodi eloze. That means, he's coming over to him, give me my two behemoths, I gave you two behemoths, give them back to me. So he says, no, one behemoth I tak owe you, one behemoth was a pesheya. So he tells him, one behemoth I tak owe you, but the other behemoth, that's you right, I owe you for that behemoth. But this one I don't owe you, this one was Nigma. Upligi the Rabchia by Yosef. The Omar Rabchia by Yosef. Amir de Kememra Rabchia by Yosef. Erev Parshis Kosef Kam. In this Pasig of Pekodin, Bechiyitin Ishal Reyeo Kasavay Kalem Lishma. And in this Pasig it says, Akol Devar Pesh Ashayema Kiyuze. This Pasig Kiyuze, this God comes from another parsha. It doesn't belong here in Gans. Zutrashi. Posik shehumi parsha acheres nisarev bezu. A posik from another parsha, pshazay became nisarev in this parsha. Sheine mikoymoy. It doesn't belong here. This kiyuzeh does not belong here. The high kiyuzeh bim kesef talva havalei lemichtevei. This is speaking about halvo. By halvo, you only chayva shvua if is by the bemitzvahs. The hosem koi, the ilu bahach parsha said the pekodin, the loyedo bemitzvahs mechayv. By a pekodin is chayv without being a by the bemitzvahs. That means if he is, what's with the behema? One behema, it's stolen. Swear. There's no by pekodin. You don't need a by the bemitzvahs. By halvo, you need a moide b'mitzvahs. Now, what is the lomdus? I mean, why do I say I'm making it a whole, I'm taking a posik and saying half of this posik belongs someplace else. What right do I have to say this? But it doesn't belong by pekodin. Umayshna milve, why milve a koifa hakel is potter, only a moide b'mitzvahs is chayit. Umay by pekodin, afilu, kaifa hakel is chay. Kide rabbe, da oma rabbe, mibnei ma omro teure, moide mitzvahs ataine yishove. Why did the teure say, a moide be mitzvahs should swear? We'll come back to what's shot in discussion in a minute. Chazoke in odom meis ponov bibnei bal chayva. A chazoke, a person will not be meis ponim bifnei bal choyve. Now let me just say over Chasam Sefer and the Chiddush Erim, we're learning that according to Rashi, so let us say Harashi Lemsha. What was Rabbi's kasha? Neima omro toira moide mitzvah zataine yishav. Rashi says in Bab Metzia is a meishev aveide, and the Chasam Sofer and the Chiddush Erim explain as follows: a person, let's talk about milde. A malve comes to aleve, and he says, "I lent you $100." The aleve says, "No, you didn't lend me $100. You lent me $40. You lent me $40." So Mamela, but I don't know, so the din is he has to swear on the $60. A kaifa hakel is potter. he didn't lend me anything. So, the Rabbi was asking a question, what did the Torah accomplish by saying, Amayda b'mitzvah says to swear? This Leiva is honest. He said, Yen is running 100, I never bought 100,000, I bought you $40. Oh, $40, swear under $60. That's, if I'm honest. So I'll know the next time, I'll say, never buy anything, are you buying anything? Oh, you're potter. It doesn't make sense. You're defeating your purpose. You're making that a person shouldn't be made. That was Rabbi's kasha. Now to made the mitzvah is a tiny yeshiva. You're defeating your purpose. Now become a, like this will be made. I'll get $40. Like this, if you make him swear, it'll be a kaifa hakel. You know what Rabbi said on this kasha? Amir dikazach. No. You have nothing but to worry about. Ein odom meiz pono bifnei bal chayve. That means like this. This person, he borrowed from him. Let's say he borrowed $100 from him. To tell him in his face, he did him a taiva. He lent him $100. He's indebted to him. He's gonna go and tell him befonov, I didn't borrow a penny from you. He's a mensch. Ein odom meiz pono bifnei bal chayve. He won't do such a thing. He can't do such a thing. You have nothing but to worry about. You say, listen, if he'll have to swear, so he'll be kaifa, he'll be a kaifa hakel. Don't worry about it. He won't be a kaifa hakel. He can't do it. The menschlichkeit will prevent him. So let's see the lashon. Name amr teira meida mitzvah satayne yeshava. I'm by saying he should swear, I'm encouraging him to be a kaifer hakos. What did he accomplish with the shmur? No. Chazok ein odom meis pono bifnei bal chayvi. He'll never tell him in his face, I never borrowed anything from you. He did a taiva theft. He won't do such a thing. Vai bekuli boy de nichbo. You're right. He would like to say it. It's very uncomfortable to have to swear. He doesn't want to do that. He'd love to say, I never borrowed anything and be potter from a shvur. So why didn't he say it? Mishum they know the may is pono. So he can't say it. So I mean, don't worry about it. This he can't say. He would love to say it. He would love to dreis a chais from the shvur, but his hands are tied. He can't be a kaifa hakel. So he had to be maiter. When he's maiter ready, then he doesn't feel like such a big ass upon him already. When he's made, it sounds like this. I owed you, I borrowed, but, not so much. This already, maybe take the message, I'll pay you in time, but I'll kapon him. This is, a kaifa hakel is an ass upon him. Thus, I made, you're right, I borrowed, but. That's not too gefellig. That's to be it. A kaifa hakel is ass upon him. Kvira b'mix is not ass upon him. Yeah. So now Rashi says, Mesechtas Bo Metzia, we have another problem over here. Do we believe him? He says like this. He says, I borrowed 40, but the 60 I didn't borrow. Fine. Now, so he said, swear. Swear you didn't borrow the 60. So before we tell him to swear, so let me ask Ashayla. Do you think it's the truth or not the truth? That way he said six. If it's the truth, so I have to swear. No, I'm choshed it's not the truth. So my mele, so, no, you choshed it's not the truth. So what, Pshat? He really owes him 100. He doesn't want to pay 60. He wants to pay 40 and get a discount rate. He doesn't want to pay the other 60. So he's a gazlan. That's what you have. No, if this person is a gazlan, so midi the choshed, amamoy ne choshed ashwa. If you're choshed that this person it could steal, so that means chmein it's a nesoyin. I need money and I'm koifa. I say I didn't borrow from you these $60, even though I know I didn't borrow. I'm a fanatic. The nesoyin of gezel is too big, and I'm koifa. So if this person is not scared of Leisigzel, he's not scared of Leisigzel. What are you accomplishing? That's what Rashi learns above Masil. What are you accomplishing by telling him to swear? So the Gemara answered as follows. Ubekuli boy delayed. I'm not choshed he wants to steal. No. This is an elacha person. Really, he would have loved to say, I borrowed $100. No. So why did he say he didn't borrow? He wants to say, and he's an elacha. Behind the kofale b'mitzvah sova, because he says he can't be too honest. If I'll tell him the truth, and if I could borrow $100, tovale b'kule. So who won for me $100? If he won for me $100, I'll have to pay. Now listen, these $60 I put away for a trip to Bermuda, I mean, he'll get the $60 in time. But I'll kapon him, if I'll be made in best in, that I own the $60, so my trip goes away. Faltic, it doesn't say you own, so pay it. So that I can't do. I have to stall for time. So Mamele, that's his cheshbon. His cheshbon is, he says, I'm giving you 40, take the hint, and 60, he can't say I owed. He wants to pay eventually. So Mamele, he says, but he wants to stall for time. So he says, the 60 I didn't borrow, and Bizmos and Bizvim, I'll pay him up. So, but he's not choshed on Mamele. This person is chas v'shalom, he'll never steal in his life. He'll pay back later. He's not a zoriz l'shalim, but he'll pay back eventually. So he goes like this, imedina le b'kule, tova le b'kule. So then I'll bomb the whole thing for me. Ishtamit li miho hashte. Now I want to dreis a chois. I don't want to pay him now. So I want to dreis a chois from paying him now the $60. So I say that I never borrowed the $60. Ad ahavali zuzi yuparane. Till I get money and then I'll pay him up. So Mamele, this is the psychology of this loiv over here. This loiv is not choshed on Mamele chas v'sholem. He's not up to stealing. If a person is up to stealing, so Shmuel won't help the situation. A person who steals will swear false also. He's not a ganev. He just wants to stall for time. So Mamele, and really he would have loved to say that he didn't borrow anything. That he would have loved it, but that he can't do. Because another may is part of Nebal Chayv. So he has to say he borrowed something. And this is pshat in this whole scenario over here. I borrowed, not so much, and thus. Hilka chomer achmon eshvui lavi. So the Torah wanted to get down to brass tacks, and let's get to the emes. Achmon eshvui lavi. The Torah said, oh, you didn't borrow 60. Swear you didn't borrow 60. Ki heich deloy delay bikulei. V'gabi milvodikalem eimarochi, aber gabi pekodin meyiz o meyiz. So according to Rashi, Pshat the Gemara is as follows. That by milve, there is no need to be, if a person is a koifa hakel, you have a birul gomel that he's telling the truth. If he borrowed money, he says he never borrowed, that's a guy is telling the truth. If he borrowed, And he didn't pay up, he would never say, or if he borrowed and he didn't pay up, he would never say that I didn't borrow or I paid you up. So a koifa hakel by milve is potter from a shvua. When are you chayiv shvua? Only by meida b'mitzvah. So that's, the parsha of meida b'mitzvah really belongs by milve. The parsha meida b'mitzvah belongs by milve because then only a meida b'mitzvah is chayav b'shvua, because a meida b'mitzvah really wants to pay, and he wants to be meida, but he wants to stall. So Mamela, the Torah said, a meida b'mitzvah has to swear. Aber by pekodin, a koifa hakel, he is nothing bothering him to be a koifa hakel. You did me a favor, I did you a favor. Now I decided, I want to be a koifa hakel. What's going to stop me? So by a koifa hakel by pekodin, there's no biru whatsoever. He's telling the truth. By milva, there's a biru. He's telling the truth. Another may spot with Nebal Choybe. That's a guy is telling the truth. But by pekodin, yet the mafkid didn't do him a favor. He did the mafkid a favor. So mamela, there can be a koifa hakel. So there we need a biru filled by a koifa hakel. So that is what Rav Chiya bar Yosef is saying. Rav Chiya bar Yosef is saying, this ki uzeh does not belong by pekodin.
Piper Kodna Kaifa Hakel is also chayiv. He says La Adam. He'll say Nen. So whatever he says, you can't believe in one word what he says. You have no way to, there's no proof what he's saying is the truth. So Mamela, you have to swear. That what the Torah says only Amayda Bemikta swears La Kaifa Hakel Spota. That's by Milva. Now let's see the Loshna of Rashi. Maishna milve do krinen le kromi duchte mekmine le alo. Kida rabbi, don't my rabbi, not the may spawn of if nei ze shaisa le taiv. Hilka heche de kofar hakel potter mishu is potter. The ila kushte bahade, if he wouldn't be telling the truth, ma vi mozi le michvel behi, it's impossible to be kaifa, he couldn't do such a thing. And if this person can tell him in his face, I never borrowed, I paid you up, it's 100% raya, that it's not true. So some amazer doesn't have to swear. The heiche the maida mitzvah, but a maida be mitzvah, the kuli boila mitzvah, he'd love to be a kaifa hakel, but the lekovim shim den or the maizer, he can't be a kaifa hakel. So Mamela Amoida Bemitzus has to swear. Avo Pekodn, the Ein Kan Toive. By Pekodn, the Mafke didn't do him a Toive. It's when a Hapachuk. Meyes and Meyes. So Mamela, there's nothing that's preventing him from being a Meyes by a Koifer Hako. Elke Rafa Kofa Bekule, Rami Rachmon Eshvuele. So Lekofa Bekule is Chayva Shvuele.